When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, a reminder to sign up for the VIP Club 1620, the email. You'll get Josh's vlog straight into your ears. And you'll be the first to know about all the exciting things that are going on around here. We got some cool stuff planned for the summer, including sports news, contest promotions, and more. Sign up today on our website, 1620thezone.com. Straight to the inbox. That's how I always say inbox, Josh. Inbox.
I like that. You know, most people think, oh, boring old email. But Connor gets excited about
emails. I get excited about emails. I love emails.
Yeah.
And you could be like me and love emails, too. Ross sent me this tweet from this morning on the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, Ross.
So the Heisman odds, there's some Heisman odds that are getting posted. I mean, it's definitely college football offseason. We're just like, here's a bunch of numbers that we'll throw at you guys. We're as we get prepared for the start of kind of magazine season and things of that nature. So the leaders in the Heisman not in the Heisman house yet.
Okay.
The potential to go into the Heisman house. Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers. Ross also mentions
Quinn
that the last time, and I thought this was interesting, and this is I don't think there's any way to really confirm this. I can't find any historical odds on the Heisman Trophy, although there's I'm sure some websites that look like they were created by eighth graders and they're first coding class that might have this information on HTML websites. It is believed in the college football community that the last preseason favorite to win the award was Eric Crouch in 2001.
Really?
Which, and then I did a quick look. I was like, is that true? Was Eric Crouch the Heisman favorite from that year? So I typed in Heisman odds 2001, and it took me to a website called nationalchamps.net, presented by Inside 99, and it does look like it was created by me in eighth grade. And it says that Eric Crouch was not the favorite going into that year. I don't know when that information was culled, but it said that Damian Anderson from Northwestern was the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman. Then Ken Simonton. Then Ken Dorsey. Two Kens in the top three, by the way. Then Eric Crouch. Antonio Bryant. Woody Dantzler. Antoine Randall-L. T.J. Duckett. Lee Suggs. Joey Harrington. Jabbar Gaffney. George Godsey. Chris Sims. John Henderson. It's 2001 odds. So I don't know. I can't remember. And obviously Caleb Williams was the favorite last year. Caleb Williams may have ended up being the favorite prior to 2022 as well. And then he won that year, but that is not what the college football community is to believe. I was wondering if Nebraska at some point in the next couple of years will have a Heisman favorite candidate. I wonder.
Carter Nelson?
Yeah, that'd be the one. He plays the right position for it. Tight end.
We're always giving that thing to tight end.
I know. It's really become a tight end award nowadays. No, I mean, I don't want to get the hype train going too much for young Dylon, but I mean, there's a chance, as we'll discuss later, that Nebraska is an up-and-coming team in college football this year. We love looking at the talent. We love looking at, hey, that guy was a five-star. He's pretty good. If he was at Georgia this year, he probably would be the favorite. Nebraska might win 7, 8, 9 games this year, go to a bowl game. He'll get up at the bowl game, Pop-Tart Bowl stage, and say, Nebraska's back and we're here to stay. And then he'll be the Heisman favorite for next year. Who knows? Could happen. Looks like Patrick Mahomes. People forget about that. Anyway, Josh, I saw this story floating around today. It was from Sportico. We love Sportico in the summer. We're checking out Sportico in the summer. You in on that?
Oh, always, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No A's in attendance. The Oakland Athletics, trails a whopping 553 United States sports franchise in attendance, average per game attendance. Now, there's that number may sound staggering, but they were always going to be behind every NFL team, okay, every major college football team, right? Like, nobody's averaging less than even 25,000 a game in college football.
Northwestern.
That matters anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah, that matters. Or certainly in the NFL. So, like, they were always going to be worse than, I wonder what the top MLB franchise is on here. I could probably look it up for you real quick. What do you think the highest attendance in Major League Baseball is that they have marked out on here?
Phillies.
Dodgers. 46,000.
They're good. They have a big stadium.
Dodgers, 46,000. Anyway, and I bring this up for a variety of different reasons. Number one, to laugh at the Oakland A's. But number two, there's a local connection or two in here. On the list of teams that outdraw the Oakland Athletics on a per-game attendance are three indoor football league franchises, two college wrestling teams,
whoa,
a professional women's volleyball team.
Oh?
Yeah.
Who could that be?
Who do you think that professional women's volleyball team is? That's right. It's the Omaha Supernovas, who are outdrawing the Oakland A's.
I live here, and that's an astounding thing to hear.
It's pretty amazing.
And I know the Supernovas draw well. They're going to the championship, hoping to lock up the 2 seed.
I mean, keep in mind how many, you know, games they play too.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good number for them. Yes, they are indeed better at drawing fans to their games than the Oakland Athletics. There are flying beasts. There are space phenomena. There are mythical animals. And they are even the A's own AAA affiliate on this list. The Las Vegas Aviators, who are attracting more fans than their parent club, the Oakland Athletics.
Well, Vegas loves baseball.
Vegas indeed loves baseball.
Famously.
The list of minor league teams outdrawing the A's is extensive. 13 minor league baseball teams, 11 American hockey teams, led by the American Hockey League teams. There's more than 11 American hockey teams on the list, but 11 American Hockey League teams, led by the Cleveland Monsters.
Ooh.
7 East Coast Hockey League teams led by the Jacksonville Icemen. 7 USL Championship clubs. And 1 from the NBA G League.
Oh, there's a G League team outdrawing the A's.
A couple dozen professional sports, women's sports teams also make the cut. 12 NWSL clubs, 7 WNBA teams, 3 PWHL teams, and of course the Omaha Supernovas of the Professional Volleyball Federation drew more than 6,500 fans a game. The A's also trail nearly 200 college football teams in home attendance, including 133 FBS programs, 58 FCS programs, and 6 Division II schools.
Oh, wow.
Even 2 Division III teams, Wisconsin Whitewater,
yeah,
and St. John's in Minnesota, averaged more than 8,000 fans during their most recent seasons. The list of college sports teams that rank ahead of the A's comprises of 78 men's basketball teams, 14 women's basketball teams, 12 baseball teams, 8 women's gymnastics teams, 6 men's ice hockey teams, and 2 women's volleyball squads. Nebraska, of course, being one of those.
Didn't you say the Omaha Mavericks hockey?
Yes.
Outdraws the Oakland A's?
Omaha Mavericks are on here. Omaha Mavericks hockey is on here as well. They made a whole big, you know, kind of flow chart with all the teams.
If you are one of these low-level teams,
you got to find the tweet and you got to tweet it out.
You got to make a graphic.
Absolutely. outdraws the Oakland A's. Uh-huh. The problem is that the A's, like, it's all part of the plan to be shamed into submission.
Mm-hmm.
So it theoretically makes it easier to swallow for them to leave. And, you know, they would have an excuse to Major League Baseball and say, look, nobody supports us. They would send this very Sportico story over to Rob Manfred, and they would say, look, nobody comes to our games. Yeah. We're getting outdrawn by the Omaha Supernovas.
That's true.
And Rob Manfred would be like, holy crap, you're right. Let's move you to Vegas. And the owners would be like, sick. We got exactly what we wanted. So that's the sad part about all of this. But if you want to check that out, it's on, I know many of you read Sportico every day.
Oh, cover to cover.
Cover to cover. There's some good stuff on there. But the A's are being outdrawn by our own playoff-bound volleyball team, the Omaha Supernovas. Wish Nick could have been here today to have a take on this. Alas, we did not.
It's really problematic if you're surprised by this.
Oh, Josh.
What? We're doing Nick impressions while he's gone.
Oh, okay. All right. He might be listening today. Who knows?
Tickling the chains, listening to the Happer Show. I hope he is. It's nice out.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty nice day. A little windy.
Yeah.
A little windy.
Maybe that helps the game.
I'll be at the Omaha Storm Chasers game tonight.
The first blowing away ever game at Werner Park for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. I will admit that I bought a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp hat during COVID.
We all did things during COVID that we regret.
Exactly, and that was one of the things. I also shaved my entire head. My hair, my face, all of it, gone.
It doesn't seem that regrettable.
It was incredibly regrettable.
Yeah?
I didn't have a beard, Josh.
Oh, I missed that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah, entire head. All of it, gone. I looked like a cue ball. It was horrible. All right, coming back, we'll talk to Alan Bell of Sportsline, of the AB3.
That's right.
And driving the line. Sorry, there's a reflex there.
Update your info.
Yep, I got it. We'll get to that on the other side. We'll talk to him about what happened over the weekend and of course, look ahead in the NBA and whatever else is coming up. Probably some food. I bet he likes to try random Doritos like Josh.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can connect on that.
Sure.
Next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.